And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. This is the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Abby Smith.
And welcome back to the Earshot 20. My name is Brian Cleveland, joined by a special guest host this week because Anthony is out and about traveling the world doing whatever he does when he's not here. I realize when people ask where Anthony is, sometimes when he's gone, he usually knows where I am, but I usually forget what he's
doing. You never ask where he goes.
I kind of forget.
You don't
care. I assume he's doing work. I'm joined by Abby Smith this week.
Hi.
Who is another employee here at Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, where we produce this show live from, and it is aired on Fridays first here on this station from 5 to 7 p.m. and then broadcasted across the nation thanks to the NCRA's Program Exchange and RadioForAll.net. You can also find the show for your own personal download and subscription on iTunes. So if you're tuning into the show for the very first time, you are catching the second hour of the show where we're going to bring you the top 10 albums charting across the nation. We were counting down from number 20 to number 11 in the first hour. If you missed it, you can check it out in the number of ways that I just mentioned. And we also had the opportunity to hear from the band Nancy Pants, who are playing Savvy Fest. We're going to hear from another band called Heat, who are playing Savvy Fest. Anthony had an opportunity to chat with them before he went away. But we're going to bring you the top 10 albums. That all comes from a fine website called Earshot, and Abby's going to let you know all about what it is.
Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
All right, so be sure to go and check out that website. We're going to jump right back into the music here because we have a lot to bring you over the next hour. We're also going to hear from Stephen Carlick from Exclaim very shortly. He's going to bring us some more music news this hour. In the first hour, we were chatting about the Polaris Music Prize and some festival announcements, and we have some more news as well as his song pick of the week to bring you. So we're going to jump into it, and Abby's going to let you know what's coming in at number 10.
At number 10, we have The Acorn with View Loop, jumping all the way up from number 20 previously last week. And at number 9, we have Fountain with Fountain 2, previously at number 8. And at number 8 this week is Metz with their album 2, and they were at 4 last week.
All right, you're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is The Acorn with the track Dominion.
Thank you. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
We just heard Metz from their album 2 at number 8. Before that, Fountain with their album Fountain 2, charting at number 9, previously at number 8. And The Acorn with View Loop at number 10, previously number 20.
And we're joined once again on the line with Exclaim's Stephen Karlick to bring us three more pieces of news this week. And of course, as he always does as well, bring us a great new tune to spin. And we're going to start this one off with an individual that, of course, no matter what he does, brings controversy his way, whether it's deserved or not.
Yes, Mr. Kanye West. It was announced this week that he'll be playing Toronto's Pan Am Games. They are, of course, in Toronto this year. 4 years ago, they were in Mexico. Following rumors spawned by Canadian-born basketball player Anthony Bennett on Twitter, the Pan Am Games confirmed on July 15th via a tweet that Kanye West will be performing at the massive sporting event currently being hosted in Toronto. It all started with the tweet that said, quote, "Just overheard that Kanye West will be playing at the TO15 closing ceremony." That tweet was corroborated just a few hours later. The photo of Kanye West from the Toronto 2015 official account that said, "Kanye West confirmed." Very cool news for Toronto music fans, although it has, of course, like you said, sparked some controversy, some petitions, that sort of thing, which is, to me, unfortunate. There's been much discussion on Twitter about Kanye West and about why people are upset. If you ask me, it does seem like a little bit of a race issue. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot of history and a lot of reason why Kanye West acts the way he does. I would suggest anyone who has a big problem with it, I mean, some people have brought up concerns that it's not a Canadian headlining, although Serena Ryder is, of course, playing the Pan Am Games closing ceremonies. The fact that Kanye West happens to be a bigger name, I think, is just, I don't know why they wouldn't get Kanye West just because it's a bigger name, but I would suggest reading up on Kanye's history before you run your mouth about why Kanye West is not a musical icon and not worth your respect.
Yeah, needless to say, he'll be putting on a great performance, and despite some of the other attempts at people to have him not play at different festivals and the like, he always they're never quite successful in doing so, and he always sorts of brings an amazing performance. Something that was pretty interesting I did hear was that initially the Toronto mayor tried to stick up for Kanye as a great Canadian artist who would be playing the Pan Am Games.
Which was very misguided.
Which is kind of funny.
And it's true. I mean, the petitions, they come up all the time. And, you know, there was a successful one lately to get rapper Action Bronson not to play downtown during Toronto's North by Northeast Festival. And it was successful. And I think the reason it was successful is because there was a legitimate claim that Action Bronson's lyrics were offensive and that in a public space where people could not choose to drown it out, that it was inappropriate. There is certainly, everyone should make their opinion known. But in the case of Kanye West, it often feels misguided. It often feels like, I mean, the guy has incredible detractors considering the fact that the worst thing he's ever done is cut off Taylor Swift at the Grammys. It all seems just, and saying I am a god, which also is tongue-in-cheek. So, I mean, that's my two cents. People are welcome to give theirs, but I don't see this petition going anywhere.
All right, sounds good. So we're going to move on from the Pan Am Games, and we're in the middle of our summer festival season, but we're starting to hear about some fall festivals, including the Up and Downtown Music Festival.
Yeah, very cool one here from Edmonton. Organizers have just announced the initial lineup for this is the third edition of the annual Up and Downtown Music Festival. The event hits various Edmonton venues from October 9th to 11th and will include over 70 performers, and they've just revealed a preview of what's to come. Artists confirmed for the festival include Viet Cong, Earthless, Ott, Humans, Brant Bjork, The Wet Secrets, Moon King, Jerusalem in My Heart, Slates, Cal Madsen, and many, many more. You can see the whole lineup and more at exclaim.ca. Full festival passes will be available beginning Friday, July 17th. So check out exclaim.ca for more info on that.
All right, pretty cool festival. Be sure to check that one out. And we're going to close out here with a debut album announced from a pretty cool Toronto band, another hit perhaps on the hands of Buzz Records.
Yeah, and honestly, this is one of my favorite new bands. They are a Toronto band called Dilly Dally. They've released a few singles in the past year or so, and they've been playing a lot of shows around the city. Now they've announced their debut album, as well as shared a new song. The album is called Soar, and it'll be out on October 9th in partnership with Buzz Records in Canada and Partisan Records in the United States. The album was produced by Josh Carodi, who's worked with Fucked Up and Graze, and Leon Tahini, who has worked, of course, with Ostra and Owen Pallett. A press release calls the album, quote, "an updated version of the quiet, loud simplicity coined by the Pixies." And it's a good comparison, I think. If you've listened to their music, you'll hear for sure that that influence is there. You can see the track list for the new album as well as the upcoming tour schedule. They'll be opening for Mets across Western Canada. You can find all that at exclaim.ca, as well as hear their latest single, which is called Desire.
All right, definitely looking forward to that one. All of the releases that have been coming out on Buzz Records are really, really great, including Weaves and Adonis Adonis, The Grays, all those sorts of groups. So definitely looking forward to this one as well. And thanks so much again, Stephen, for joining us this week, feeling a little bit more in the loop on a pretty busy week of music news. And we'll leave it to you to let us know your song pick of the week.
Thank you very much. I've just been talking about Dilly Dally, and I figure it's appropriate that we listen to some of their music. This isn't their new single, Desire. This is actually a single from a few months ago. It sadly won't be included on the new album, but it's just a taste of how good that album is going to be. This song is called Candy Mountain. Listen for their Pixies influence. Listen to lead singer Katie Monk's incredible voice, which can be sweet and wailing, often at the same time, always in the same song. This is Candy Mountain on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 7.
You say you
Earshot 20. Number 6.
You're listening to the Earshot 20.
We just heard Sleep Sound by Jamie XX, their album In Color, charting at 6, previously at 15. Before that was The Weather Station with Tapes, charting at 7 with their album Loyalty, previously at 5. And Steven's pick, Dilly Dally, with their song Candy Mountain.
And thanks so much again to Steven Karlick from Exclaim, bringing us music news every single week. And he did that again. He did just that again this week as well. So Anthony isn't here, in case you haven't noticed. If you haven't noticed yet, either you're just tuning in or you haven't been paying much attention. But he did have the opportunity to have a conversation with a band playing Sappy Fest very, very shortly there, a band called Heat. And we're going to jump right over to his conversation with that group right now.
Savvy Fest coverage continues on the Earshot 20 as we count down the days to the festival taking place in Sackville, New Brunswick. That's right, we count down days and songs on the charts. The festival is July 31st to August 2nd. Remember, you can head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and enter our contest to win a set of weekend passes to the festival, which is an opportunity for you to see several great Canadian groups, including Heat. The four-piece from Montreal will rock the Sappy stage on July 31st, and Cecil Sharp is joining me. He's from the band, joining me on the line. So great to have you on the program this week.
Thanks for having me.
We love your EP, which is titled Rooms. Just tell us a little bit about the recording process for that album.
Sure. It ended up being recorded at the beginning and end of 2014. Demoed the songs quite a while ago. We fleshed it out into a five-piece group and then went through some lineup changes. The final four-piece rounded it off. We re-recorded two songs for the reissue we did with Continuum Records,
and it's a great EP. And we're always hoping for more when we get great Canadian bands that are putting out great works. So, what are your plans for 2015? Is there release in the works? We know that you've got some dates and some shows, obviously with Savvy Fest too. So, what's in the works for 2015?
Well, first of all, thanks so much for the kind words. And 2015, so far it's been really fun. We've been really fortunate to tour around a bit. We did South by Europe, a little bit of the States, and we have these cool dates coming up in July. Well, I guess it is July now. But Sappy Fest, a couple other things in the Maritimes, Quebec. We have a fall tour that's going to be announced pretty soon. And yeah, really working pretty hard. It's a little bit of a period right now where we have some time off, but we try to keep our nose to the grindstone, so we're slamming out songs for an album currently.
And playing Europe it seems to be something that's becoming a little bit more popular with Canadian bands, and so I'm always interested to find out what the experience is between playing in, you know, Canada, the U.S., and then going to Europe. Is there a particularly memorable show or city for you that happened while you were on tour in Europe?
Yeah, well, I mean, we were fortunate enough to have some great press over there. NME seems to take a shine to the band, so we did this festival there with an NME showcase, which was cool. A little bit surreal, but everyone is kind of going crazy. I guess it's a pretty different vibe over there for the sort of music we're doing. Maybe a little more responsive. I don't know. It was very, very cool.
And so what can eager Atlanta Canadian fans expect from Heat at Sappy Fest? Do you have any crazy things lined up, or are you trying to keep it a little hush-hush maybe?
I don't know, man. We're going to be playing a lot of songs in the EP. We have a lot of new ones that we're currently trying out, and I'm pretty happy with them. I think they're a little more involved, per se, maybe. I don't know. It's going to be fun.
And you recently released a cover of Madonna's Dress You Up. Can we expect to hear this Correct. And other reimagined covers as well as part of your set, or are you sticking to more of your own music?
No, it'll be all originals. We ended up recording that cover over 3 weeks, rendering it unplayable live somehow. But it's pretty fun.
Awesome. Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck with your upcoming tours and everything that's happening with the band, and we hope you guys have lots of success, and good luck and have fun at Sappy Fest as well.
Thanks so much, man. Really looking forward to it.
Heat69.bandcamp.com if you want more from these guys, and we've got a track lined up for you right now in an Earshot Extra spot this week from the EP titled Rooms. Stick around after this. There's more of the charts on the way. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 5.
How can you corrupt my mind so sure and sentient of your design? Now I can't corrupt my own insights, although you dwell in my
You're listening to the Earshot 20.
You just heard Dance Down from Cross, their album Low, charting at number 5, previously number 6. We also heard Grounders with Drawing Space from their self-titled album, charting at number 4, previously number 9. And All I Want to Do by Heat.
Yeah, and we had the opportunity to chat with that band. Thanks so much for giving us a few minutes of your time, and looking forward to catching them at Sappy Fest. As we've been mentioning, the Sappy Fest festival is coming up very, very soon, and we have a contest on our Facebook page where you can go for free. We're already going to get to go, so that's great.
Come hang out with us.
We don't have to enter, but you can come see. We'll be set up. We'll be at a random table in an alleyway signing autographs. It's going to be great. You're listening to the Earshot 20, bringing you the top 20 most played records across Canada. And I mentioned that Anthony can't make it this year, and so Abby is taking his ticket. And Anthony keeps offering, he keeps upping the prize. He's like, "Oh, and you can go have a beer with Brian on his dime." And you can,
I didn't know that was happening.
He keeps offering things to me. So there is an entire national top 50, which comprises Earshot charts, and as we do every single week, we let you know about some of the debuts coming in below the top 20. They're probably things you might hear from on the program in the near future. And we call that segment,
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
At number 49, the Saskatoon indie rock bands The Moaz and Susan team up for their split EP, Skid Fiction. This is The Moaz's second output and Susan's first. Charting at number 48 is the experimental Toronto band Doom Squad's EP, Pageantry Suite, from Hand-Drawn Dracula Records. Out of British Columbia comes Nick Diamond's full-length electronic and experimental record, City of Quartz, and that's debuting at number 46. The San Franciscan Holly Herndon charts at number 38 with her new electronic LP, Platform, through 4AD Records. At number 35, Pistol George Warren, the retro-pop R&B band, was releasing their self-released LP, Oshper 9. At number 33, Walter TV, the Vancouver-based pop-punk band, revealed their sophomore release, Blessed. At number 25 is Ken Tizard's fifth solo album, the rock and roll No Dark, No Light. From St. John's, Newfoundland, No Dark, No Light is being released through Storyhouse Records. And debuting at number 21, Jean O'Brien of Cookie Duster debuts her solo career under the name Jean with her self-produced album, Tourist, out of Toronto.
All right, thanks so much, Abby. That gives you a little bit of a sense of some of the albums debuting below the top 20 this week on the Earshot charts, and perhaps some records that we'll be hearing from in the near future. So that pretty much brings us almost to the end. We have our top three to bring you, and we're going to let you know what album is coming in at number three. We'll play number three to number one, and we'll come back and let you know what you heard.
At number three is Braids, their album Deep in the Iris. They were previously at number two. At number two this week is Tough Age with their album I Get the Feeling Central. And they moved up from number three last week. And at number one, and they were at number one last week too, is Yukon Blonde with On Blonde.
It's not like I'm feeling much different than a woman my age years ago. Liberate is what you want to call it. How about I'm fairly choked? I know some just see my body, and every girl I know at some point stopped eating. I'm not a man hater, I enjoy them like cake. But in my position, I'm the slut, I'm the bitch, I'm the whore, the one you hate. And there's a name for this kind of man, the soft one of that womanizer, Casanova, the fairy of. For us, it's just a stamp to the head. For them, another notch in the bed. It's like I'm wearing red. And if I am, you feel you the right to touch me. Cause I asked for it. In my little mini skirt, think you can have it. My little mini skirt is mine, all mine. My little mini skirt, think you can have it.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1. If I called you up tonight,
You're listening to the Earshot 20.
We just heard Yukon Blonde with their album On Blonde charting at number one this week. And before that was Tough Age with I Get the Feeling Central at number two, and Braids with Deep in the Iris at number three.
All right. Thanks so very much, Abby, for joining me this week on the Earshot 20.
Thanks for having me.
You did a great job.
I love it. I don't think I ever want to leave.
And that concludes our countdown of the most played records across Canadian community radio for another week. Coming at you from Earshot at earshot-online.com. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM every single week and then sent out for syndication across the nation to many fine community radio stations across the whole country. Thanks to the NCRA's Program Exchange. Thanks so much for joining us this week, and thanks to all the bands we chatted with, Stephen Karlick, Abby, and also Anthony, who contributed even though he wasn't here this week. We'll be back to do it all over again next week, right here on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.